This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. About 60 miles, give or take, south of Silicon Valley is one of the world's most productive agricultural areas. The Salinas Valley, sometimes in fact called the salad bowl of the world, grows billions of dollars of lettuce and other crops. But as high tech and the rest of the economy grows, farm workers in the region face rising rents, stagnant wages, and homelessness in alarming proportions. Brian Goldstone is a writer and an anthropologist as well. He profiled one family's experience with homelessness for California Sunday Magazine. Brian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So the details of this story, the family you profile, I mean, those details are wrenching, right, and horrible. But it's the big picture here that's the story, right, the manifest and rampant homelessness.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I was drawn to this particular family is because they are so representative of what has become an epidemic of homelessness in the United States, and that is an inability to remain housed despite, in their case, you know, working two full-time jobs.
Right, which gets to the through line of this story, and you say it up top. It's a crisis not of poverty, but of prosperity. Explain that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, unlike other widespread crises of homelessness in the U.S. Since really, you know, going back to the beginning of this country, which have emerged more in times of economic downturns, the most recent being the foreclosure crisis and, you know, the Great Recession of 2007-2008. What's different about what we're seeing now is that this is happening at a time of economic boom and prosperity. And I see families like the one I wrote about in this story as casualties, you know, not of a failing economy, but a booming one.
Give me the lay of the land, because that's really relevant here. The Salinas Valley is an agricultural region in Northern California in proximity to Silicon Valley, which makes it all the more increases the tension, I guess, as it were.
That's right. I mean, so the attention that places like Silicon Valley and the Bay Area and cities like LA have been getting in the media with these, you know, vast encampments, homeless encampments on the streets, that situation has begun to kind of reverberate into surrounding areas. So the idea that you could simply, you know, leave those cities and go to a cheaper area nearby is really no longer the case. Apartment owners are getting rid of low-income housing units and putting more expensive condos and apartments in their place. So that's really just created widespread instability for those agricultural workers.
I don't want to spoil the article, but my guess is most people hearing this won't have a chance to read it. It does end somewhat happily. The family gets rent assistance and does wind up renting a house. But as I said in the introduction, you've got a background in anthropology. Give me your anthropological take on what this does to a family.
With this particular family, you just see the cascading effects of this homelessness as time goes on. That's where it really becomes important, I think, to situate our reporting in a longer period of time, because you can see how a family just and individuals just begin to kind of deteriorate under these conditions. And that obviously makes the prospects for getting out of this hole, as the father in this family referred to it, increasingly difficult.
Brian Goldstone, he's a writer and anthropologist. He's got a piece in California Sunday Magazine about homelessness in the Salinas Valley in Northern California. Brian, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time. Great story.
Thanks for having me.